that you're hanging out with us on a Football Wednesday. It's Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura. And Nathan Zagura? And Gerard Cherry filling in for Nathan Zagura. I just had Nathan on the brain because he was on the line with us checking in. Vic and Gerard with you for... And I want to tell you a couple of things. The Cleveland Browns season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium for Browns football. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 1-800-745-3000 today. Some topics around the National Football League, Drive, we want to get into. RG3, Robert Griffin III, the quarterback for the Redskins, and this whole idea of him not playing a single preseason game as mandated by Mike Shanahan, the coach of the Redskins. At one point early on, we heard RG3, hey, he was aboard with this, right? Nope, not going to play any preseason games. It's going to be all about the preservation, recovering from that knee surgery he had. But lately, he has sounded as if maybe he's not aboard with the Shanahan plan, and there's some talk that maybe some friction going on between coach and quarterback. Let's hear what RG3 had to say about that.
Just want everybody to know if there's any questions about if there's a rift between me and coach or if there's a conflict, there is no conflict. Coach is coach. I'm the player.
All right. Coach is coach. I'm the player. You've always lived by that.
Oh, yeah. Coach is coach. Players play.
Rule.
And one of the things you have to be careful of with RG3 is he doesn't want to come across as being insubordinate, obviously, to Mike Shanahan, but at the same time, being a leader of this team for the Redskins, he has to show his teammates, hey, I want to be out there. This is not Club Med for me. I'm not relaxing, drinking sweet drinks on the beach or anything like that. Mai Tais or whatnot, or tequila, however you want to phrase it. So it goes back to what I was saying with Trent Richardson. You have to present as a leader to your guys, and hey, I want to be out here and going through it with you as well. Right. So RG has to find that balance. But one guy that's really disturbed me in this whole situation, and he doesn't even play for the Redskins no more, is Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, Donovan's got opinions, and he shares a lot of them since his retirement from football. Well, yeah, he had a take on this thing.
Well, he's saying that RG3 is being brainwashed by the Washington Redskins because RG3 doesn't want to meet with him and get some guidance and insight from him. But if I'm RG3, I'm thinking the same thing, too. Last time I checked, your relationship with Mike Shanahan was abysmal. It wasn't horrible. It was abysmal. So why would I want to get any insight from you and give, especially under the conditions right now, if everyone thinking there's a rift between Mike Shanahan and myself, why would I go with you? That would confirm the rift. You're the last person on earth I want advice from regards how to work and operate within the Mike Shanahan offense.
He's got to distance himself from that, or he can't get close to that. I guess you don't have to distance yourself if you've not been there, and on the assumption or presumption that he's not had a dialogue with McNabb, and I have no idea if he has or hasn't, or privately or whatever, but he should. Your advice is probably well taken here, because if that were ever public, then, yeah, that's perceived as not only did he not, it wasn't about just not getting along, he had a whole disconnect with the system, with Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan's
right.
offense that he never really
grasped it, and then it
got personal.
Right.
It got ugly. So, yeah, I think that's a good situation for RG3 to kind of let. And, my sense is he's such a – first of all, he's an easy-to-like guy. He's a really intelligent guy. He's, I think, more mature by far than your typical rookie at the real rookie age versus – of rookie age of 2012 versus the guy here, Brandon Whedon, being close to 30 years old. This is a true kid out of college, but he's advanced, I think, in his years and his maturity. And I think that's part of this, too. The management of this story and of this situation, he's got a definite plan and an idea about it, and he's not, I don't think he's handling it the way a typical, whatever he is, 23-year-old kid would handle it.
Right, and I was so waiting for you to say he was well-spoken, but you didn't fall for that trap.
No, he's got top of his class.
Right.
There's an intellect to him, an intellectual, he's a quarterbacks, yeah, have to be smart and have to take it in. But there's a level of when you listen to what he has to say. I go back to last year, and I had a lot of conversations with him during the combine, and then talking with him. He came out here for the rookie symposium, and there's layers and levels. And I said that that could be the best thing, and it could also be the most difficult thing, because as George Young said, sometimes if players are way too smart for themselves in football, the late general manager of the Giants, you can create problems because you overthink this game too.
Thank you. That was my problem.
You're right? I mean, you can overthink it.
You can overthink it. Keep it simple. Kiss.
Dez Bryant asking if he'd be unhappy if Johnny Manziel is not suspended for what he went through. Let's hear that.
I will be mad. But I don't want him to get suspension. Yeah. I will be mad more at the NCAA on how they do things. I just feel like it's not fair. This is something, I have no problem talking about, because I feel like, somebody needs to say something to him and let it be known how they treat people is not right.
He's talking about the double standard, right? Because in college he had the issue too of signing some stuff.
Right, he had that issue. But the thing is, during his time, the NCAA was not getting attacked by Jay Billis, and now Jay Billis has exposed the NCAA. Manziel may walk in this situation because of the conflict of interest that the NCAA has with selling players' jerseys.
I was going to say, his jersey is falling, flying off the shelves, and somebody else is making money for it. He's making so. This is a sticky deal here with Johnny Manziel. I don't know that it affects. Is he playing for Texas A&M this year?
I think so. I don't see how you suspend him.
All right, I think I'm with you on that. Okay, we want to thank Jim Donovan for being on the show and Chris McCoskey from the Detroit News. And Nathan Zagura for checking in. And, of course, you, Gerard, appreciate it. And we'll do this again tomorrow from Brownstown. And Dave DiNatale, our great producer. All right. For Gerard Cherry, I am Vic Carucci. We will talk to you again tomorrow as we set you up for preseason game number 2 of the Browns versus the Lions right here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850. And stick around for the hooligans, KNR.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.